Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Remember yesterday I told you that HBO had cancelled plans for a massively hyped Game of Thrones prequel starring Naomi Watts?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the theme music, please. Within hours of that news, Gunners, the network picked up a second prequel for a 10-episode order, House of the Dragon, based on George R.R. Martin's Fire and Blood, which will focus on House Targaryen and how they took over Westeros. The series will be called House of the Dragon, and it will be set 300 years before the original series and was picked up as a straight-to-series order without a pilot being shot, just based on George's material, of course. Casting news and a premiere date for House of the Dragon have yet to be made public.
Kevin Hart has spoken out for the first time amid his ongoing recovery from that terrible car crash he was involved in last month. The 40-year-old funny man got serious in a post to Instagram documenting his recovery.
Basically, what you realize is that you're not in control. No matter how much you think you're in control, you're not in control. And at the end of the day, it can all be over, man. Some of the craziest things that happen to you end up being the things that you needed most. And in this case, I honestly feel like God basically told me to sit down. After my accident, I see things differently. I see life from a whole new perspective. My appreciation for life is through the roof. So don't take today for granted, because tomorrow's not promised.
Jennifer Aniston has been asked yet again about the supposed Friends project that she hinted at on The Ellen Show. This time, the questions came from talk show host Stephen Colbert.
Now, there's people are always clamoring for a reunion.
Always.
And the other day on Ellen, you actually made some noises that this might be happening. You said something is happening. You said something is happening.
I just made noises. I said something is happening.
What is happening?
I don't know it's something, but I just said it's happening.
Did you just say that to end the question?
I'm saying it now to end it. Nothing is happening,
so
maybe
something
might be happening.
You can confirm that something is happening.
Something is happening.
You know what? I've got a feeling that nothing is happening.
I think something is. Of course, Jennifer Aniston has been doing the talk show rounds to promote her new series with Reese Witherspoon, The Morning Show, which is set to drop on Apple TV Plus, which launches in Australia November 2nd.
Meg Ryan has reportedly broken off her engagement with rocker John Mellencamp. She and Mellencamp first dated in 2011 and broke it off in 2014. Then they reconciled in 2017. Their marriage would have been her second, but his fourth.
You never know, they could get back together again.
Yep, anything's possible.
Ricky Martin and husband Juan Josef announced yesterday they had welcomed their fourth child, a little boy named Ren. He's little brother to Matteo and Valentino and his little sister Lucia. And Taylor Swift is set to receive the Artist of the Decade Award at the American Music Awards later on in November.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.